This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the opposition leader calls for the recovery of CARICOM countries to become a unitary state. Political scientist believes the events surrounding the opposition leader returning to the DLP indicate a division within the party. A backbencher proposing incentives for Barbadian nurses to avoid brain drain. Antigua's Prime Minister says LIAT 2020 moves closer to taking to the skies, and two men charged with murder for the Super Bowl parade shooting. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne is hoping for the recovery of CARICOM countries to become a federation of states similar to the United States of America. He made the call during his contribution to the Caribbean Community Movement of Skilled Nationals Amendment Bill in the House yesterday. Mr. Thorne believes there is wide support for the region to operate as a unitary state.
There is general support for legislation like this to urge the government to embark or re-embark on a path of regionalist enterprise, to recognize the history of this region, to recognize the history of this country, to recognize those factors that have divided us, and to press on with a view, and if I hope they don't think that it is too ambitious, but to hope that one day we will be able to say the United States of the Caribbean, and that Barbados will be the parish in this part of the Caribbean.
He stressed that the region can learn something about unity from the cultural construct of the U.S.
The United States is not strong because it is called the United States. The United States is strong because it is united. And our differences, I know this sounds like a cliche, but culturally, a New Yorker and a Texan are so far different from each other. Yet, they call themselves Americans. And they say USA, but there's almost nothing that unites a Texan and a New Yorker except that they call themselves citizens of the United States of America. I wonder if that is not a lesson to us.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. A political scientist believes the events surrounding opposition leader Ralph Thorne's rejoining the Democratic Labour Party indicate a division within the party. Mr. Thorne officially applied to become a member last Friday. However, a vote on his admittance was delayed. A meeting was held between Mr. Thorne and the party's leadership before his application was voted on, given the concerns about events that preceded his application, including the appointment of opposition senators without input from the DLP president. The issues were cleared up, and Mr. Thorne officially became the party's political leader last evening, while Dr. Ronnie Yearwood remains president. Political scientist Dr. George Bell shared his thoughts on the matter.
I am seeing really a failed policy coup. In my view, there were two factions that developed in the Democratic Labour Party related to what has happened in recent years in relation to the leadership. And there was an attempt by one faction to oust the leadership as it existing now in the party because they were dissatisfied with that leadership. They could not do it by the annual conference vote, the failure. And they now saw an opportunity on the basis of appealing to somebody in Parliament to cross the floor. So that Mr. Thorne himself said that he did not act alone. That he did not act alone. He had to be in contact with that faction, and that faction was encouraging him to cross the floor.
Dr. Bell added that it is difficult for a party to have two leaders and believes the way forward will depend on several factors.
Dr. Yearwood has been able to maintain his influence and containment of the new parliamentary political leader. But what he said was to say that the shadow cabinet become a part of the parliamentary group, which is extremely strange. The parliamentary group is not in parliament. No, it's never in parliament. So how come there to be a parliamentary group? But they facilitated that so that Dr. Yearwood would remain having a majority influence. It depends on how long there can be no significant difference between Mr. Thorne and Dr. Yearwood, or that the antagonism between the competing factions do not reach a breaking point. If the present negotiations can allow for that to remain, then they can have a chance at trying to crystallize the leadership.
Political scientist Dr. George Bell. Now that Barbados has an official opposition leader, there's been widespread conversation about members of parliament crossing the floor. Starcom Network News spoke with Barbadians in Bridgetown to find out whether elected MPs who cross the floor should trigger an automatic by-election. Here's what they said.
Yeah, I firmly believe that should happen because, in my opinion, the people in the constituency is going to lose confidence in the person. I don't care who it is. I think the person, the people that vote for him, whether it's D or B, and across the floor, is going to lose confidence in him. So I think the best thing to do is have a by-election, sir.
Yeah, man, it should be a fine, some big fine like $25 to walk across the floor.
How you feel that? No. And peace across the floor. So long you there on one side, you stay with our side till they go to parliament. That's what we think it is.
The people is who put them there, and the people should make a decision. Easy and simple.
This Barbados, you're telling me that we can do things different.
So?
Do things different. So it's by election. And you always know it can cause problems. When you done, you can cross back again.
Barbadians in the city sharing their opinion on whether a by-election should be called if an elected MP crosses the floor. The Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, is calling on government to give financial assistance to Barbadians looking to establish businesses in other Caribbean islands. He made these comments during his presentation on the Caribbean Community Movement of Skilled Nationals Amendment Bill in the House yesterday.
What the government should be doing is facilitating persons to be able to set up businesses in other Caribbean territories. I know that we have done it in some respects, but I think this is something we probably need to look at a little bit more. For those enterprising Bajans that we believe have capacity outside of Barbados, have capacity to be global, let them start by reaching into the Caribbean. Let them do it with the backing of the government. Let them set up a hub. If you want to provide, try a different piece of kind of agriculture that is land intensive, when we don't really have that much land here, then Guyana has made land available in Guyana for Bajans to go and farm. I think Suriname has done the same thing. So further apart from people locking their borders to us, persons are trying to invite Barbadians in, invite Bajans to cross the water and bring their skills, bring their experiences. Come and make your money here. Pay some taxes here, but come and make your money here. Do it on a bigger scale.
He encouraged more Barbadians to get involved in agriculture.
Open field agriculture is a day in, day out occupation. It is a job. Day in, day out, you are in that field. You have to be there if the rain falling hard over a couple of days to pull the product out of the ground before it spoils in the ground. You have to be there, sir, to stop the sheep from going, eating your property, your product. Well, worse, sometimes you got to be there to stop people from thieving it. But it is a day in. It is not a hobby. It is not a loose arrangement. Our national security depends on our food security, on us being able to make ourselves independent or at least manageable in feeding ourselves. And that requires a sustained, comprehensive, professional approach to agriculture, which quite often, sir, we don't have.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. Member of Parliament for St. Philip North, Dr. Sonia Brown, has proposed that government provide incentives for nurses that would encourage them to remain in Barbados. Dr. Brown said the government must ensure that work environments adequately accommodate staff. She gave contributions during the House of Assembly yesterday.
I know that there have been recent increases in salary, which I'm quite grateful for. But compared to some other jurisdictions, I know for a fact, the salaries are way better. The privileges, when it says privileges, they're given housing, they're given care for the children. We're still way behind on that, especially nurses that work in shift system at night. We have issues with caring for the children. Other jurisdictions offer this. Insurance policies, health care, other jurisdictions.
Member of Parliament for St. Philip North, Dr. Sonia Brown. Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Brown says regional shareholder governments in the now defunct Liat 1974 Limited have agreed to sell at least three aircraft to the newly formed Liat 2020, paving the way for the launch of the interregional airline. Mr. Brown described the move as significant, saying it would facilitate a smooth transition into the new airline that is being formed in partnership with Air Peace, a private Nigerian airline founded in 2013. He said that the new airline could launch its operations within 60 to 90 days. And finally, two men have been charged with murder for last week's deadly shooting at the Super Bowl victory parade in Kansas City. A woman died and 22 others were injured during the shooting, which police said stemmed from two men arguing. The charged men include Dominic Miller and Lyndall Mays. Both shot and wounded during the incident. Prosecutor Jean Peters Baker of Jackson County said at a press conference on Tuesday that the two men had been charged with second-degree murder, two counts of armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. Recapping the headline, opposition leader calls for the recovery of CARICOM countries to become a unitary state. A political scientist believes the events surrounding the opposition leader rejoining the DLP indicates a division in the party. A backbencher proposing incentives for Barbadian nurses to avoid brain drain. Antigua's Prime Minister says Liat 2020 moves closer to taking to the skies, and two men charged with murder for the Super Bowl parade shooting. That was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.